Strange Adventure.
John Friday stood in the center of the wild mining camp of Rough and Ready. He was watching a miner sink a hole between two other claims that had already proven their richness. With his high button shoes and his loud checkered suit, he stood out like a sore thumb. On his shoulders, he carried a peddler's pack. He seemed fascinated by the man digging in the ground for gold. The miner, Tom Hudson, had also noticed John and his dude Eastern clothes. And as the sun rose higher and Tom's work became harder, an idea came to him. He climbed out of the hole he had dug.
Howdy, stranger.
Hello. You've been working hard?
Yeah, I sure have. Say, how would you like to own a gold mine?
John almost danced with excitement, but then he thought for a moment and his face fell.
Oh, I'd like to, but, well, all the good claims are taken.
The miner pondered on this.
Well, stranger, it might be that you could buy a good claim cheap. Take this one, for instance. I'm tired of digging, and I like you. I'd sell you this claim for only $5,000.
At the mention of this sum, John drew back as though frightened.
Oh, I haven't got that much money. No, not nearly that much, but, gee, I would like to work in a gold mine. Say, I have a proposition.
John Friday's proposition was a simple one. He would work the claim, and if he took out more than $200 worth of ore a day, it should all belong to Tom Hudson. If he took out less, it should belong to him. Tom agreed. The arrangement was put in writing, and John Friday went to work. Just a few feet underground, he struck pay dirt. He had worked for some 5 hours when he climbed out of the hole.
Well, I think I've done enough for today. I'll stop now and wash out the gold.
When the gold had been washed out, it was found to be worth $180. Under the terms of the contract, this belonged to John Friday. The second day, it was the same, and so on to the end of the week. The little man would work anywhere from 4 to 7 hours, but the results were always the same. When the gold was weighed, it was found to be just under $200. Day by day, Tom Hudson grew more angry, and finally he told John that he was going to break the contract. John seemed not at all worried.
I think, Mr. Hudson, that you'll find that our contract is all very legal and that it can't be broken.
The little man's calm assurance made Hudson turn scarlet with rage.
Why, you little runt, I'll teach you to outsmart me.
He doubled a ham-like fist and took a step forward. But Tom Hudson got no farther, for a very large gun had appeared in the little man's hand as though by magic.
I wouldn't do that if I were you, Mr. Hudson. You might get hurt.
Tom Hudson balked in his rage, was still curious.
Well, what I want to know is how a peddler like you knows just when to stop digging so as not to get more than $200 worth of ore.
The little man smiled.
Mr. Hudson, that's a very good question. It's true that I'm a peddler, or was when you met me, but I'm also a mining engineer.
This is Pat McGeehan saying goodbye for my writer Charles Crowder and inviting you to listen again to another tale of
Strange Adventures.